Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
I love the song selection that Paul Brennan always picks. He is our producer. I want to bring in Mike Ellis. He's the chief executive officer of Forge Rock, which is based in San Francisco, but he is here in our 1130 studios. And your company, Forge Rock, has engaged in several rounds of fundraising, including one that just raised $88 million. You are a tech company. You do focus on digital protection of your identity, right? Can you give us first a sense of what it is that you do?
Sure. Thank you, Lisa. So we help large companies, enterprises, and governments transform their businesses using digital identity. And to give you kind of a view into that, identity for most people is how they log on to, you know, applications on their phone or on their laptop and that type of thing. But with everything becoming connected, devices, things, cars, connected homes, et cetera, identity is being applied to all those things to help make that interaction much more secure. Just like a password helps you log into an application, today, even devices like cars and machines, as well as the people that are using them, are online. And so we provide the tech that helps make that secure, but also really enriched and intelligent.
So this is sort of your fingerprint that maybe you use, or facial ID, as some phones are looking to have, those types of things. You provide the technology for those types of identifying features?
Yeah. So as you think about this, and everything does come online, think IoT plus human, all of those things have some kind of device footprint, you know, and that footprint might be a fingerprint, it might be a type of device, or it might be even the location that you're in. We help to help, you know, really correlate all of those data elements so that we can create a very secure environment to interact with really customers for us, large enterprises, their biggest asset, which happens to be their customers. So what we see as a big trend out in the marketplace today is, you know, how do companies interact with their customers in a much more secure, let's call it digitally responsible way? And they use our technology to make that actually occur. And the one extra step that we take it is we also help those companies secure the devices and things, the watches, the wearables, the cars, et cetera, to associate those and make those secure as well.
Okay, so before we get into how you make something secure, I would just want to get a sense of, you know, are people just throwing money at you? I mean, you've got like tech and security in your name, and are people just like, here, just take my money?
So, you know, I would tell you that from a ForgeRock perspective, we haven't raised a round in 3 years. So we're excited about this round. We've been organically funding and resourcing ourselves up to this point. But this round really takes us to another level of growth. We experienced amazing growth in 2016, over $100 million in sales in a short, 7 year lifespan of the company. And so we're on a tremendous growth trajectory. And this round that we're doing, $88 million, is really to help fund two things as we really build that growth out. One, great R&D, continue to build out tremendous products for our software platform. And number two, really reach. So marketing and sales, that type of thing.
How much of what you do is hardware versus software?
So we are 100% a software company.
So and so that's great because overhead can be a lot lower, but it's not so great because the barrier to entry is probably lower. I mean, how much are you how concerned are you about the competitive landscape for something like this?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So the competitive landscape really is informed by big, large, let's call them legacy vendors. Such as IBM, Oracle, CA, here in New York. And so those vendors really haven't been, let's call it, innovating around this type of technology in a long time. So ForgeRock is really an early innovator over the last 7 years of making big bets around how to use digital identity as a technology, as a software solution to help enable new transformative customer journeys. So digital customer experience, mobile, device, car, thing, et cetera. And so, we've really driven that innovation more than any other company in the industry.
In 30 seconds, what do you think is your biggest innovation specifically? Is it facial recognition? Is it fingerprints? Is it being able to enable that throughout, in other words, the phone, the watch, and the car, all of them having the same?
Yeah, it's actually what you just said, the last element. It is the ability to create the relationship. We call it identity relationship management. The relationship between the humans involved. Let's say if they're driving a car, the identity of the car, the identity of the humans in the car, who's driving, the identity of their smartphones that are in the car. It not only makes the dialogue more secure between that car and, let's say, a Toyota, which is a customer, their cloud applications for that car, but also who the people are in the car.
Mike Ellis, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on your latest round of financing. Mike Ellis is Chief Executive Officer of ForgeRock, which is based in San Francisco.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.